Just before Christmas, Greggs, the chain of bakeries, made the news headlines. I wonder if you caught the story. It might be as I begin to tell you, you go, oh, yes, I did hear. Greggs produced their own advent calendar, which included behind every door a voucher for a pastry, pie, or pasty. And in order to advertise this baked advent calendar, they released a publicity photo featuring a nativity scene. At the centre of the picture were the three wise men gathered around, wait for it, a sausage roll in a manger. Oh, yes, it might be coming back to you now. Oh, yeah. Some people recognised it for the gimmick that it was. Some took offence and took to Twitter to complain. There were calls to boycott Greggs, and it sparked interesting discussions about whether other religions would tolerate this kind of humour. At home, we have several nativity sets, and over the years, I have to confess that the stable has played host to dinosaurs, Batman, Playmobil pirates, and more. And even this year, baby Jesus has been replaced by a sheep. But I wonder how you respond to the baby Jesus being represented by a sausage roll. Greg's sausage roll saviour had the desired effect. It caught the attention of the world's press, no less. But I can understand why some people found it rather tasteless, if you'll pardon the pun. Let's not forget that the nativity story features a Jewish family, so the presence of a sausage roll may be a little bit ill-judged. Today in church, we're celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany, the visit of the Magi, or the wise men, to the infant Jesus. An epiphany comes from the Greek word for manifestation, and it celebrates the revelation of Christ to the Gentiles, to those people who weren't considered to be part of God's family at that point. We're all very familiar with the Christmas story. If you were here on Christmas Eve, Sarah was saying, just think how many times you've heard it. Some of us have been hearing it time and time again for decades. And so the story of the Magi visiting Jesus has become rather predictable, innocuous, unremarkable. But in actual fact, the visit of the Magi was much more like the sausage roll in the manger. It was somewhat shocking. It was totally unexpected, and to some, their presence was offensive. Let's not forget, this is a story about God's people, the Jews, who were waiting for God to send a promised saviour. And at that point, there were very clear ideas about who belonged to God's people and who didn't, who was in and who was out. And the Magi were very definitely not part of God's people. They came from another country and culture, and they were astrologers. They practiced a form of astrology that was a mix of science and religion, and it was something that was forbidden by the Jewish scriptures. So you'd have to ask yourself, what were the Magi doing in that particular scene? It makes sense now, with the full expanse of scripture to us, that Jesus came as saviour for all. But for those initial people who belonged to the people of God, it must have been a shocking revelation to discover that this wasn't just their saviour. Jesus was the saviour of all. God's people had been waiting centuries for their promised saviour, for Emmanuel, God with us. Now, all of a sudden, the visit of the Magi prompted a question. Who is us? Previously, the answer to that question was clear. Us was a very distinct group of believers, people who with shared history, shared language, shared culture, shared beliefs, and shared ways of worshipping. And us was very definitely different to them. The arrival of the Magi challenged their understanding of us, and it changed their understanding of us. Before Christmas, we spent some time as a church thinking about our vision for the future. And over the coming weeks, we're going to be looking at our vision in more detail, thinking about who we are and what it means to fulfill that vision. And throughout that process of thinking about who we are and who we want to be, one phrase kept coming up over and over again. And that was the idea that we are a church for all. That's something that's close to our hearts in this parish. We want to be a church for all. This week, as I spent time thinking about the visit of the wise men, I've been aware that our vision of being for all will inevitably challenge our perceptions of us. Being for All means creating a place of worship where people are and can be different from one another, a place where us and them meet together. And there are times where difference can feel energizing and vibrant, and there are times where difference can feel uncomfortable and threatening. The arrival of the Magi was a sign that Jesus was to be saviour of all. It was a sign that people from vastly different backgrounds would come together and become brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what Paul says in that letter to the Ephesians from the first reading that we heard. He says, "This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus." It's an amazing vision, bringing together people who are different and uniting them, but it is not easy in practice. In fact, most of the New Testament letters are written to address the challenges and tensions that come from trying to live out that vision. And in the same way, as we endeavour to be a church for all, we will inevitably face challenges and tensions. One of the places where that's most often played out is in worship, when we meet together. When we come together to worship, we are worshipping alongside people who approach God differently, who think about God differently, who receive from God differently, who talk about God differently, who experience God differently. And the temptation sometimes is to say, well, why don't all those people who like to do it differently just go over there and do it differently over there together? And we see that time and time again throughout the church's history, where we've struggled with one another's difference, so we've split into factions because that was easier to cope with. But I don't think that's what's revealed at Epiphany, and nor do I think that's what it means to be a church for all. So how do we embrace this renewed understanding of us? How do we embrace being a broader, more inclusive us? Ironically, I think we do it through worship. Think for a moment about the nativity scene, this time without the sausage roll, of course. But the infant Jesus is visited by shepherds and by wise men, two vastly different groups of people, worlds apart. In fact, that's why they're chosen, because they are so very different and represent different things. And yet both respond to Jesus in the same way. Luke tells us the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen. And Matthew tells us the wise men bowed down and worshipped him. Two totally different sets of people, but one response, a response of worship. Let me read you the final verse from the poem, or the carol, In the Bleak Midwinter. It says this, and these words were coming to me a couple of nights ago as I was thinking about this. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him. Give my heart. In order to be a church for all, we need to be a church that is focused on him, on Jesus. It's not about getting what I want or what I need or what I think is right or proper. It's about giving my heart. Worship is about Jesus. It is for Jesus because he is the Saviour and he is God with us. So what holds us together is our love for him. That's what holds us together across difference, our love for him and our devotion to him. So today I want to say, don't let this story of the Magi become too sanitised, because like a sausage roll in a manger, its message of a saviour for all is far more shocking and challenging than we might realise. And as I look ahead to 2018, I look forward to discovering what it means for us to be a church for all, going on that journey of learning and growing together. I look forward to learning from people who are different from me and my own faith being expanded and deepened and provoked by having others who do things differently. And more than anything, I hope that I will give my heart as the wise men did and the shepherds did. Amen.